Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. Chazal tell us, Shiluhe mitzvah ena nizokin, lo bahalichatan velo bahazaratan. Someone on his way to do a mitzvah will not be harmed, not on his way there, nor on his way back. People have asked, we have seen with our own eyes people who were damaged, or even who have died during their performance of a mitzvah. How do we understand this? It is important to note, we don't always have immediate answers to questions, but part of emunah is to believe, even when things appear to be contradictory. In this particular instance, there are answers. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shalita asked this question regarding Sarah Imenu passing away from the news of Akedat Yitzhak. Over there, Avraham and Yitzchak were involved in a mitzvah, and seemingly, they were damaged as a result by losing a wife and a mother from it. Rav Chaim quoted the Maharsha in Masechet Shabbat of Kuf Yud Her Amud Bet, who said, Sheluche mitzvah ena nizokin means that a person will not get damaged as a result of his performance of that mitzvah. But if it's his time to die, the mitzvah will not prolong his life. In the case of Sarah Imenu, she was destined to live 127 years, and that's exactly how long she lived. She was going to die at that moment she heard the news either way. It was not the news of the mitzvah that caused her to die. If Hashem, in fact, takes a person from this world during the performance of a mitzvah, it is the greatest zechut for him, perhaps even on par with dying al kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Yosef said in Masechet Shabbat of Kuf Yerchet, Yehe helki mimete bederech mitzvah. He prayed that his portion in the next world should be next to those who died on their way to perform a mitzvah. On Chol HaMoed Sukkot about 22 years ago, there was a fire in a sukkah in Israel, and two brothers passed away from it. Everybody was asking, Sheluche mitzvah ena nizokin. And at that time, Rav Chaim said, their allotted time in this world was up. Either way, they were going to die. But Hashem gave them the zechut to die in the middle of the performance of a mitzvah, to give them greater rewards in the next world. When Yaakov Avinu told Yosef to go to Shechem and check up on his brothers, Yosef was following the instructions of his father, doing the mitzvah of Kibud Av. But yet, seemingly, he was damaged from it, first being thrown into a pit of snakes and scorpions, and then being sold as a slave to Mitzrayim. How do we understand that? The Or HaChaim writes, Nezek shetachlito hatava eno chashuv nezek. A damage whose function is to produce something good is not called damage. In that instance, Yosef was being taken to eventually become the viceroy of Egypt. He brought his family down to Mitzrayim during the time of hunger and was able to give them the royal treatment there. What appears to be damage, in essence, could be a blessing in disguise. A man once told me that he wanted to do a mitzvah, but it entailed traveling through a potentially dangerous area in Israel. He asked a great rabbi if he should go. The rabbi told him it was not so dangerous, and in fact he should go. On his way there, he was ambushed by three people who stabbed him in the back. Baruch Hashem, he survived. After he recuperated and was released from the hospital, he began asking rabbis how that could happen to him, being that he was on the way to do a mitzvah, and according to Da'at Torah, the area was not considered dangerous. None of the answers he got satisfied him. Months later, he figured out the answer on his own. He told me, That episode ended up changing my entire life for the better in so many ways. I have had many traumatic experiences over the course of my life that I could never get over. They had been disturbing my peace of mind, and this allowed me to get past it all. I now appreciate every day of my life immensely. He went on to describe many other benefits that resulted from that experience. And he concluded, "It's 100% true that a person does not get damaged when doing a mitzvah. What I thought was damage was actually my greatest blessing." Emunah requires us to see beyond what meets the eye. There's an answer to every question. Some of them we have now, and some will be explained la'atid lavo. Have a great day.